Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, yo. Welcome back to another episode of Stoppage Time TV. We already know what you're here for. Listen, your favorite sports podcast, Myra Quadri. FDD Fred Kadani, Culture Cams. You already know what time it is. But listen, man, before we go into the festivities, you know, there's still been a footballing week. Everyone that's in here, all, how many of are in there, production?
500 people right now.
500 people in the hotel, all of you. Before we go further, push a like right now. Retweet, go and share on your social media platforms. Let's get loads of people in here. And of course, there's something coming on later on, so make sure you send your case notes and whatever, some super chats, you might read out some of your cases. But without further ado, as you know, it's a custom around here, FTBL Stoppage Time. There was a week of football. A lot happened. Some teams won, some teams lost. But, you know, if you won, you got 3 points, and that deserves congratulating. So if you managed to get those 3 points this weekend, hold tight the 3 point collectors wherever you are worldwide. Hold tight the next round qualifiers as well.
Hey.
Because it's competition football. Mm-hmm. Some teams done it twice in 1 week, some teams done it once. So, you know, hold tight that
game
as well.
Easy.
But there's a few things to discuss. I mean, obviously, the United game just happened now. Mm-hmm. Let's quickly discuss that, I suppose, and the FA Cup as well. Because ultimately, it's prestigious, the magic of the cup.
Yeah.
That was one of the weirdest 4 minutes I've ever seen in football ever. In totality, 8 minutes. But it was the weirdest passage of football I've ever seen. Not ever seen, but it was weird. Mm-hmm. To see a manager, a star striker, and a star player, all red carded in the space of 1 minute, to then concede a goal, or two goals in the space of a minute, to then see Alex Ferguson laughing in the stands.
Bro,
it was all...
I know he was involved in this some way, somehow.
Listen, man.
And I know his judge is undefeated. Brother, in 3 minutes, that happens. And then two and two. And I want to get your thoughts as well, because all throughout the game, you was like, I got United fans worrying about Brighton next trip. Brother, we got to focus today. Boom, 1-0. Mitchell Booming wants some more.
he wanted too much.
Bro,
he wanted
too much.
he wanted too much.
What was you thinking when you got 1-0 down? What's going through your head at that point? Because that's after halftime as well, it was?
Yeah. Bro, listen, we caught life, man. We caught life. There's no two ways about it. When are we ever going to see, as you mentioned, Starman, man of the match at the time, and the manager all sent off at the same time? You're not going to see that. You know what I mean? We were dragging ourselves through that game. And I think it's been a feature of Man United recently. I think we've maxed out, man. And I said, this is why I'm worried for the league in terms of the top four and stuff. But, you know, you see Spurs dropping points still and stuff. So you have a little bit of encouragement. But all round, we got very, very lucky, man. We got very, very lucky for that. Because honestly, I didn't see us winning. Once they went 1-0 up, I did not see us winning. And obviously, once they go into nine men, you should end the game. I should have seen 5-1 even. What was the score in the end? 3-1? I should have seen 5-1. Do you know what I mean? Realistically, I still see us struggle to break down nine men. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But there's not really much I can say positively and excited about that performance. It's just good to get to Wembley again. This is our second time at Wembley. So,
oh, yeah, because semi-finals get it to Wembley.
Yeah. So, let's see, man.
What I'd say is with that result and the results we've been seeing, how much impetus is there in terms of Ten Hag and what's going on at the moment? Do you reckon it's just sort of, for where we've gone this season, we've not that we've gone too far, but we've done a lot. So it's like, right now, we see what happens from here. Like, does Ten Hag need to change something? Or what are you thinking?
It's hard, man, because I'm looking at the team physically. And we look way, way off it. You know what I mean? And listen, them 11 games in February, and then you continue And I think it's, what do they say, 13 weeks in a row, Man United have played a midweek fixture. So that's basically lot, three. And then we're still going to have to include that afterwards because the Europa League's still there, the FA Cup is still there. Mm. So Man United have literally have no days off. And each performance, I'm looking at Man United and I'm like, it's getting lower and lower and lower, the performance level. So I'm generally not too enthused with the rest of the season. Like, not saying, I said, I thought Man United will be up for cup competitions because it's pretty straightforward. Win the game, you go through.
Yeah.
In the league, I think the Premier League is so intense, so fast. And you saw that when we're playing Fulham, that that's why I'm a bit worried for our league performances, because physically we're just not up for at the moment.
Are you expecting a little bit more out of Ten Hag then? Kind of to switch up the team, the way it's playing a little bit, in the sense of almost even like I say in the way Weghorst has pretty much started every single game in every single minute, and it seems like he doesn't want to deviate from that. But I feel like that is almost maybe a little bit holding United back. You could say the lack of technical quality
or whatever,
but I also think Ten Hag in some capacities, he did get a lot of credit for his tactical work. Can we see some kind of progression in these moments? Because I think that kind of reliance on Rashford and he'll bail us out with a kind of heroic moment type of thing. I think you said before, them individual moments, you can't live on that. You can't sustain that for a whole season.
To supplement that, a lot of people, and of course, this is not my opinion, a lot of people are, maybe it's PTSD, but they're looking at this, looking at performances, look at United and saying it's Ollie 2.0.
That's just waffle, man.
Do you think
I don't take in all of that type of chat. But when I look at how we are at the moment, I don't see what much more we can do to improve our performance level at the moment.
Mid-season
considering tour. We're not going to suddenly bring in a player that's mad technical and that can keep the ball and pop it around. Casemiro getting suspensions whenever he wants doesn't help the team. So overall, I don't really see what we can necessarily do. The only thing that people can really say probably is, could we have rotated a little bit more through that February, which I fully understand. But would we be sitting here talking about Man United in the semi-final FA Cup, Man United a Carabao champion, Man United in the quarterfinal of the Europa League if we did rotation? Because one thing that I have seen is when we do rotate,
it's dire. Yeah,
the level drops. Do you know what I mean? The level drops. That's when the McToms come in and all these type of level, Maguire's come in, all these type of players start to come in and all of a sudden the level drops. So we are relying on pretty much a thin squad. And when you got Garnacho now, pretty much out until May, I believe it is. Yo, these men are really going to have to dig deep this season, in all honesty, bro.
No, dude, it's the reality of what you're having to deal with, especially, you know, mid-season as well. I think you just kind of have to try and get to your objectives and just go on to the finish line. But the main thing is, I guess, for United fans is, with the sort of imminent takeover still being a discussion, Ten Hag getting his feet underneath the rug, how drastically things need to change. Because you guys have done well this season with, you know, pretty much, well, you spent money, but it's like not what you wanted to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, there's so many strides forward you have to take. Like one or two signings isn't the difference between where you want to be and where you are currently.
Yeah.
And I guess that will be the real test. Can Ten Hag get a squad that actually enables him to challenge and have squad depth?
Yeah.
And I guess another thing for United as well is, it's not a massive thing, but the pipeline of talent, for me, when I'm looking in, is a massive thing. Someone like Zidane Iqbal has never played a professional game. Like Maino plays.
That's frustrating to me.
It's like those sort of things are the things that the club has to think about because you want to do what City's doing. You want to actually compete. You don't want to be a one and done like a Liverpool.
And we got to remember, it's the first year, bro. It's the first year.
Yeah.
And right now, we're now in this stage. And you look at even Arsenal right now, you look at other teams, it's results time now. Yeah, I mean, it's now time to get the results. You're getting to the business end of the season.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going to be. I've seen enough this season, performance-wise, the way he's handled certain things to know I'm excited for next season.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see what happens in the ownership as well. I'm excited for next season. I've not got no worries about that. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's a few question marks potentially about his talent ID. That definitely concerns me a little bit. You know what I mean? From some of the players that I'm seeing us linked with and some of the men that we signed.
Been brought in.
You know what I mean? And some men that's starting every single week. But other than that, that's something that definitely is concerning, but we'll see what happens when we can actually have an overhaul of the squad and the team can start to look in his image a lot more. Because right now, he's making it work with guys that are still not 100% his men, per se. So you can ask for a better season, but I didn't think the season would be going this smoothly up to this point, so I can't complain.
To draw a comparison, you know, when I'm sat here and I'm like, I just want to see signs. I just want to see like impetus or show something. Mm. I think that's where United are, where, and that's the balance with football, right? United have shown signs this season. They've gone on to win a cup. And because you've shown signs, people are like, we want more. And it's like, no, we're not ready to be
ready. We're not ready.
And it's like, okay.
We're not ready.
But sometimes United being the club that they are, how massive they are and how long it's been, people that know that, okay, listen, we have to be okay here. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people always want more. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets a bit.
You want that February. Was it? It was like a drug. Yeah, that February.
Yeah.
I want three games a week. Win, 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 win. Yeah. It was lit, final. Hey, yo, life was, it was like a drug. So you want more, you want more, you want more. But the reality of the situation is, as you said, we're not ready yet. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're not ready to compete with Arsenal and City yet, per se. Or we're not a Champions League level. We're not Champions League level, as in like to actually make an impact in Champions League level team yet at the moment either. So let's just, it's building blocks.
To do a segue, because I know there's two things I want to quickly get in before we, you know, the main event. To do a segue in Arsenal, you're saying that we're not ready yet. With Arsenal, it's an interesting one because going into the season, you wouldn't have said that they're not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in a situation where it presents themselves and you have to go after it.
100.
And I guess for them, what I found midweek with their game as well is when you look at people like the Vieiras and the Lokongas, if Arteta was doing a 5-year plan, I understand why he brought those players in, but they're like maybe a year and a half further than they would want to be.
Than they should be,
So when you have those sort of players, the drop off from your first team to that is not what it should be in terms of people that can make an impact and everything. And I guess that's why when you look at that team and, you know, them bringing in Trossard and stuff like that, it makes sense why their form in Europe is where it was and they got knocked out and stuff because it's like, they don't have, similar to United, they don't have that second team to just come in and add value.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no Thomas Partey bust. And I get why a lot of their fans would be like, thank God that, you know.
Do you not feel like that's only for like certain key positions like Partey? Because you could say Tomiyasu comes in for Ben White.
Tomiyasu has been broken. Tierney's been broken.
Hey, Tomiyasu, but he ain't nowhere near Ben White though. Yeah, like, yo.
No. In terms of like, if you...
I know what you mean, maybe in the quality, but how many like-for-like teams have those
not
kind like of
for like for
like
for it's a big drop-off, especially when, if you're looking at the optimum in Saka, they've got a player that's hit 10 goals, 10 assists in the league.
They'll get you, it's 11 and 10.
Oh, 12 goals, it's 12 goals, it's 12 goals, 10 assists for Saka in the league.
Yeah, balling.
That is the pin in a lot of their performers, their players are performing at a very high level. When you then look at a Fabio Vieira or Lukonga's gone low, so I don't want to bring him into it. It's just a big drop off compared to where they would have been if they weren't competing for the league. Mm. But now, like they're saying, 10 cup games now left.
Mm.
They have to put everything into it. They can't say, well, wait for next year. They actually have to go for it.
100%, man. Listen, no team has ever, well, only one team has ever not won the league from this position in terms of the points. I think it's 65 points and over. The teams that have been at this stage and had 65 points and over have all gone to win the league, except from Liverpool in 18-19, and they got 97 points. Man City were just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Arsenal will have to go and win the league at this point. The reality is they're going to have to focus on it. They're out of every other competition. Mm. There's no real like excuse not to go for it. Mm. And that's what they're going to do. I'm not even going to say they're not doing that. Mm. Every single game, they're going to go at it. You saw today, relentless pressure, bro. Mm. Crystal Palace, after the first goal, it was relentless. It was just like, when are they going to get their next one? And it came and it came and it came and it came. And that's what Arsenal do, bro. Do you know what I mean? So all stocks are in this. There's some fans that were celebrating going out of the EL. I think there's a lot of them that weren't as well. So I'm not going to say all fans. Yeah.
But you understand
this is where it is. This is the business end. After this international break, that's the business end of the season, as they say. You know, they say, I think it was Fergie said the Premier League, the title race starts in April.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We get into April. That's when the Man Cities are coming along. Yeah. Liverpool, Chelsea are all going to be coming to town.
Yeah.
Can Arsenal get over that? That's what we're going
to
see. But
the they're
locked in. Listen, they're locked in. But it's the wrong time for Erling Sanity to start again.
Bro.
It's the damn wrong time for Erling Sanity to start again.
What is it? 6-0, 7-0?
6-0, 7-0. What, eight goals in two games?
Yeah,
man.
Yo, if I was Arsenal fan, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, man.
I'll be getting a bit tetchy right now because...
Do you know
that's why it's important, you know, that 8-point gap, bro.
Yeah, do you know what it's moving like? You know 50 Cent in the club video, he just pops out, he just does something. He's locked in. It's like, if them man would be locked in, I would be locked in as well. And I guess for both teams, I mean, an injury to him would be it would be demoralizing for them. Obviously, they've got mad depth, but I think any key injuries to Arsenal now.
The thing is, I feel like everyone's been saying that all season.
Yeah. Now it's in the business.
They went through the two biggest. I would have thought could impact them though, Jesus and Partey. And I feel like they coped with it.
With the Jesus and Partey, what happened is you had Saka stepping up and everyone else stepping up. If a Saka gets injured, like
the thing is, we can say
Trossard on the other side, you got Martinelli.
Saliba's picked up. He's out for a few weeks.
They're
saying that we have to bring Holding in and stuff. That there is a team at Arsenal that have to lock in.
Give you hype.
It's more about, I'm not talking about the actual practicalities, I'm talking about the mental terms of, okay, no, we have to keep going.
Yeah, I feel like, look, if any team gets key injuries in the pit, it's going to hurt. Obviously, Arsenal probably don't have the squad depth of Man City.
Exactly.
But at the same time, of course, if their key players get injured, it could hurt them. But Arsenal, I think, will keep going, in my opinion. Martinelli is starting to score again, you know what I mean, at the right time as well. He's starting to get back into some form. Saka is doing what Saka's been doing all year. If Saka just decides, listen, last 12 games, I need 7 more goals, he might just go crazy. You never really know. And all of a sudden, he's bringing the title home. You know what I'm trying to say? So if Ben White's performance today, Odegaard's performance today, individually, their players are still performing. And of course, as you said, if they get injuries, it'll be bad. But I feel like this, if they get injuries, has been something that we're so used to saying about Arsenal in history. You know what I mean?
Do you feel
because
like
we're so used to, even going back to Wenger days, we always used to be like, when Arsenal get one injury, it's over. And I think people like are carrying almost, it on now. It's a dead narrative now. Like they're coping.
Do you remember when Leicester were going for the Chargers? Like, oh, no, they'll eventually drop off.
They'll slow down.
And it just, you're like, all right, we're getting to the business then now. Can you slow down, please?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's the thing. I think it's just a narrative that sticks with Arsenal, and I guess people are waiting to see if they're going to finally overcome it. But hey, it's going to be.
I reckon.
Be interesting.
Quickly on the other side of North London, Conte. Man did a pipe bomb, you know. CM Punk.
He went full jihadi mode, bro.
I mean,
he said, letting all hell break loose, and do you know what? I loved what he said. I said, listen, everything he said in that. There was not one lie said. I think the only thing I would say is the lack of...
Come on, some accountability.
The lack of accountability where it's this is what you are used to. This is your history. These are the players. This 20-year board. What about you, brother?
Yeah.
Emerson right back every week. Back five every week. Substitutions in the 80th minute. You have some blood on your hands as well. So as much as I loved it, there was some shit there where I was like, come on, there's, and I think that's where a lot of Spurs fans are kind of looking at the statement with a little bit of a sour note. But in my honest opinion, this is going to be one of those interviews, just like, do you remember when Jose talking to Dele Alli, Pochettino talking about foundations? 5 years time, you will see this on Spurs timeline all over again, saying 5 years ago,
it's going to age well.
Was telling us
it'll age well.
100%.
He knew what he's doing. He's saying something that's going to age well. You know what I mean? Because the chances of Spurs having usurping into some crazy form and being title winners, it's very slim. So I think he knows that that's going to age well. 100%.
And the one thing I was even taking from it, was he said, if Tottenham want to change the culture, they change the manager, which made me think, hold on. So if they did turn around and said they want to change, are you open to staying? To which case, I'm like, I don't know. It all depends. But
a rant like that makes you think that.
I'm like,
do you think
he wants to get sacked? Yeah, it almost seems like.
A young payday.
But the thing is, everyone's saying severance payment, but I'm like, he's got 3 months left on his. Is Conte that hurting that much for money?
No, it's
is
not.
Is he hurting that much, really?
It's less so money.
A guy who's got a conversation from how many jobs?
Yeah, but I don't think it's money. It's less so sort of like, you man don't actually deserve me in post. It's more so that it's like, do you know what I've achieved? Even when they threw allegations at me that I've robbed the league, they had to drop me. And it's like, this is me, bro.
I feel like the entire
it's almost a stain on him. Him being at Spurs is almost a stain on him because
he's like,
even I couldn't change this. It's like, what's the point of me being?
He almost feels like he's been hoodwinked.
Yeah.
He said, you were going to bring me in for 18 months, give me 3 windows and back me.
Yeah.
And this is what you've given me essentially. And the thing is, as I said, he's got some accountability to 100%. Take in. But there is no way you're telling me within that 18 months, Spurs have shown that they wanted to win something or compete for something. And a lot of the things he was calling out, I said he hit the nail on the head. When he's talking about 20 years and ownership with no ambition, when he talks about players being gutless and spineless, like that kind of anger and like vitriol, I'm like, bro, he gives a shit.
He genuinely cares. And the thing is he cares even more because he's like, bro, I took a humble step down from title winning Inter to come to you lot under a false guise. And now you're meant telling me you're meant to be content at the end of the season with just finishing in top four.
I think
no Spurs fan is happy with that. Yeah. So I'm glad that he's not happy with that. But I just want him to take, you know, his
fingerprints on that as well. I think it was more of a, like, I'm going anyway. But Spurs fans, this is who you're dealing with. This is your owner. These are your players. I think that was more of his message. Everyone's saying he's doing it because he wants to get sacked. I don't think he's doing it because he wants to get sacked. I just think he knows I ain't renewing under these conditions. I'm going to let the Spurs fans know. So when I leave, don't hate me type thing. Mm-hmm. This is what you're left with. It's going to still be the same. I don't think he was doing it because I want to get sacked. Let me ask you, like how Carragher was trying to say.
Is this time deemed as a failure if we finish in the top four this year with no silverware?
It's just a normal Spurs situation, really. Say,
nothing changes because for me...
But is Conte's time... Not that it's seen as a success, but is it seen as like a failure?
It's a failure because just like the man before him, he was not able to actually change the fortune of this team around. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm coming from? For instance, they're not comparable in any way, but Ten Hag can say, I brought a trophy to United after how many years? 6 years.
Yeah.
Conte can't actually say anything that he's done to Spurs in his tenure. Same way, Joe, but at least Jose...
Nothing they ain't done before.
At least Jose can say, I didn't get to play the cup final. I may have won that. You know what I'm coming from? It's like Conte actually can't say anything. Yeah. And that's the difficult
Sheffield
part.
And that Sheffield exit, the Champions League exit, it does not look good on him,
bro. There's a lot of stuff. And that's why, for me, I think he's personally hurt because, as you said, title winning... And that was a rep. Like, how long had Inter not won the title for?
Bro, like
a long time. 10 years? So he made 10, history. And then to come into this situation...
Was the last time, innit?
Yeah.
Crazy. So then to come back into this situation, it's basically like a stain. And then now for him as well, if you think about it, where do I actually go?
No, the thing is,
there waiting for him.
No, but why
Allegri's doing all right, you know. Allegri's doing all right. Yeah. He's doing all right.
Hype, man. Get that dinosaur.
Yo, if they didn't get the deduction, they'll be second. What are you talking about?
They did get a deduction.
What, was that Allegri's fault?
Yeah.
Let me tell you
does something. Does that make sense? Did Allegri make them get a 15-point deduction?
Conte would have got the deduction.
What am I talking about?
Conte would have got the deduction with them as well. He was a fraud, man.
I'm sure I took Allegri to court last time.
Yeah, you tried to. Yeah.
You did. I tried to, and he beat it, didn't it?
Bro, we threw out.
Your Venice are doing all right. Like, what are you talking about?
To round this up, can we do super chats on some of the topics we just discussed about? And then, yeah, man, let's go into what Chelsea went for. Let's go through them, man.
We got a lot of super chats. Let me go through a few of these right now.
15-point deduction.
So where would they have been?
They got 38 points. Second place at 52.
And they get smacked up 5-1 by Napoli.
Napoli are running away with the title.
Napoli showed out again.
So it's a Fugazi second place, bro.
It's like the United
best of the worst.
Yep.
They've won the second most games in the league out of all teams, but they got a 15-point deduction. Listen, how is he doing a bad job? What's man on about,
Conte,
bro? Honestly,
that's all I'm saying. Mm. Ask Juve fans if they would rather have Conte or Allegri at the end of the season. Mm. So, they would say Conte.
Allegri's the one that took them to Champions League finals, isn't
that? All the credit for Conte's work. Just like he did
Conte's
work.
Yeah.
Remember,
Conte.
Conte. 16-17 was not Conte's team.
Conte, bring your European record to the table, please. There we go.
We sent him to Joe last time.
Who?
Interpol came for Conte last time.
Yeah.
He tried to say he never got shit. That's what I was saying. Huh? Interpol got sent out for man, bro.
For Conte, yeah. Conte.
Yeah, we sentenced him.
Say nothing.
Yeah.
Invasion alert with the super chat says National Front FC in the mud, #Potter in, #proper Chels.
I don't know what to say about that. That one's a bit
scary. Oh, yeah. Wait, let me ask again. Part in or part out?
Because this is going to be a weekly segment.
Yo, I need to know. Yeah. Part in or part out? Because
you know this guy's doing?
Now what?
I love you.
Do you know what this guy's doing?
Now what? Now what?
You know the meme of the guy here that says, "Oh, one day it's Christian, one day it's Muslim."
Yeah.
I'm not becoming a meme, bro. I'm just a fan.
Part in or part out?
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan of the game. This is what I say.
I told you.
What do you mean you're a fan? So. Potter in or Potter out? Sean Dyche got the result he needed, by the way. Shout out Sean Dyche. Because I'll be talking about Sean Dyche.
Big up.
Yeah.
That's a champion.
But let me ask you a question again, because last week you're feeling good, you know what I mean?
No, but what did,
now,
what did I say
this week, you got drawn against Real Madrid. You draw against Everton.
Yeah.
Are you part in or part out?
As I said last week, and the statements will show, after the Spurs result, I was very angry, as you will be after losing to a close rival. I said my previous statement goes back to the one before. he has to fight for his job to the end of the season.
That's not answering my question.
That's where I am.
Nah, nah, you're in a suit. That's it don't mean you can dance around it. No, politician. Hey, we're a politician. Come on, man.
Super chat.
No.
Wait, oh, I wish I brought fucking skirt as well. That's so cold.
Super chat. Let's go.
You're lucky it's court week.
Ash goes, Fuad sticking up for someone who hates his club.
That's not a super chat. You got. He just ran out of cold. I knew it.
Man said, you got
Stockholm
Syndrome.
I know
syndrome.
You too well. That was not a super chat. Reading that super chats, yeah?
Sorry. You got me.
Man said, Fuad has Stockholm Syndrome. He's in love with his captor. That's hilarious. What else you got?
Ibby with a £5 super chat says, as a gooner, what's with Haaland? Ooh, look at me. I score all the goals. Mate, get a hobby. Play some Scrabble. And I hope Saliba is fit for Anfield. Just Waffling says, do you think United might be in a situation where we have to rely on the Europa League to get into the Champions League?
Newcastle. Talk to me after the Newcastle game. We got Newcastle next. That's a big... That's six-pointer. That's a six-pointer. Do you know what I mean? So, let's see. That's that money ball. You know, in the three-point contest. That's that money ball. So, let's see, man.
Tim AFC goes, Saka could potentially take the young player and player of the year if Arsenal win the league.
Haaland is 22.
I said Saka.
Yeah, but Haaland's 22.
Haaland can be
you eligible. Know, a young player is under 23, he's an under.
Okay, so he says, is CR7 the only player to do so during a title-winning season?
During a title-winning season?
Yeah. I believe so. Gareth Bale did it, innit, right?
Yeah, but not title-winning season.
Yeah, I think so. Or was it...
But not while winning the title is basically what this guy's asking for specifics. Yeah, like, did he do it like this while playing in a team that played in red that also did it while playing in England?
No, he probably knows the answer. I don't think
Marcus Wright did it.
We're talking Premier League, right?
Did Hughes win the league for us though?
Go, Karen.
Pedro Peso says stoppage time TV on the stand for allowing a Spurs fan to have a voice. Nothing club. Brighton will win a trophy before you. Fuad, worst talent idea I've ever seen. Sorry, Wallah.
What happened? Repeat that one.
STTV on the
Arsenal fans are mad.
STTV is on the court stand for allowing a Spurs fan to have a voice.
I said this couple of
nothing club. Brighton will win a trophy before you. And Fuad's worst talent idea I've ever seen.
Whoa, yo, you need to name his talent ID. But you know, he just gets it all off FM, innit? So he's a hit and miss, man.
He might be scrolling for your likes.
My ratio is good, man. That's all I know.
Let's go.
Young TT says, yo, Fuad, I'm going to need the entire fit for the trophy parade. Boogeyman says, Fuad looking like the next Spurs manager, looking sharp, my guy. Big up the man, damn Cams.
With the Tim's on, son.
That looks like you're about to go, like... You know, tree hunting, tree cutting on some lumberjack.
I'm hearing that Spurs want to bring Nuno back. You know, bro. Like when J. Cole left and then grew dreads, conscious tactics.
Hey, listen.
Man's going to come with conscious tactics.
Go ahead and his New York lawyer back today.
Hey, yo, dead ass beat. Don't play no games, son.
Boogeyman also says, Cams, we got away with today's game. And then the last one, Sports Capital says, we really letting Fuad get away with this DR sports clip. Apparently, there's a new one out for you.
Bro. Yeah, they got an agenda.
Hey, they've got you on surveillance.
DR sports clips.
DR sports hype, bro.
DR hype, this is stoppage time.
Get that shit off, man.
Ideas are built.
This is stoppage time.
Martinelli has 6 goals in 8 Premier League games since Fuad said this
nobody
about
Nobody cares
him.
About Martinelli, man. He scored. Well done. He's good. Well done. Man.
You already know what time it is, man. It's time for quotes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Order. Listen, man. Let's get to serious business. All the jurors, please assign your positions. Please do not be tempted to to take anything outside of court into your considerations today.
Mm-hmm. All rise.
No
all
TL rise. Agendas. Mm. No group chat opinions. Mm-hmm. Just what you're seeing within the court. The last time we were here, we had a lot of paperwork to get through. Mm-hmm. And in order to make this process a bit more seamless, mm-hmm. we've gone through a due diligence process to rank our cases. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'm trying to get back to the kids, you know. It's been a long week, you know. We've been working really hard trying to bring these cases. And I mean, the paperwork is bloody hell. I mean,
it's extensive.
Look at the state of it. Look at this guy. Look how many times he's going to come
it's
back.
It's extensive.
Here. It's crazy.
How dare he? This is just ridiculous now. It's going too far. So it's going too far.
You already know, subpoenas have been sent, paperwork's been processed, criminals are ready to take the stand.
I'd like to go first if possible.
Can of I course. Get the ball
rolling? Yeah, I mean, absolutely, feel free.
Because I would like to, I call to the stand.
David William Moyes.
Now you guys might be wondering what I'm doing in East London. There's going to be quite a few cases here.
Really?
Because it's not just David Moyes. I also call, let me get this right, Lucas Tolentino de Lima. Step forward, Mr. Paqueta. And now I call David Moyes. Let me give you my reasoning here, you may be wondering. Goodness. This is a manager who has back-to-back sixth place finishes.
Okay.
A manager who then goes on to fight relegation.
Yes.
After being allowed to A, break his club record transfer with a 51 million signing, who we'll get to very shortly, and then also being given the record amount of 160 million to spend over the summer. I don't want to hear excuses.
At West Ham. When did they get this type of money?
Exactly.
So David exactly Gold. Exactly my point.
RIP David Gold.
There is money laundering going here. There is fraudulence going here. And David Moyes is at the center of it. Now, here's the thing. I'm not asking for a long sentence here because I know this man doesn't have any excuses. He could have used the excuses of Europe or whatever, but last year he had Europe. He got to a semis and still finished sixth. So why are you fighting relegation this year, big man? I want answers. But the only thing I'm asking for, not even answers, 6 month parole, 6 month tag, a 6 month suspended sentence from the Premier League. We need to keep dinosaurs like this away. We've gotten rid of Allardyce. We've gotten rid of other dinosaurs. David Moyes is the last remaining Premier League dinosaur. West Ham fans, you know what this man is guilty of. Please, how do we plead? Comment section.
Is there anything else?
We have more.
It's interesting because, you know, this week it's been a busy week for me, but I've been gathering some information. I think we can throw in a charge of counter-terrorism in here too.
Oh my goodness.
Wasn't once a Sebastian Haller of these books? And he was sent to Azkaban and then became a Champions League bagsman.
Oh my goodness. And then
cancer survivor!
And then he brought in a thug!
In Scamacca. So there's a RICO charge here as well.
A mafia warlord.
Oh my gosh, there's a RICO charge here as well.
Naples born. Listen, I want higher charges on Moyes. I want 2 years at least. How do we plead on Moyes, please?
David Moyes.
Comment section, how do we plead?
David Moyes.
I plead.
Hammers have said guilty. Aye, Paqueta, I'm sorry. I'm going to look at you as well. And you guys might look at me as this. Hey, this is a bit premature. I'm not asking for a sentence on Paqueta.
Yeah, I think so, Paqueta. I think there's something that we need to review, monitor his behaviours a little bit more.
I want tag till the end of the season. And you know why I ask? World Cup, he stunk it up while all the other Brazilians shined. I'm sorry, you've been £51 million. You've started 17 Premier League games and I only count 2 assists. Very little game contributions. I look back at West Ham's history when they were down in the dumps and a young South American came from Corinthians, Brazil and he dug them out in those last 10 games.
Yes.
We are approaching those last 10 games in the Premier League now.
Will he rise?
Lucas Paqueta. The tag is on you. We are monitoring this very closely. Do not let West Ham go down with your name as the record signing. This case will be reviewed in the summer.
It will be reviewed. I mean, that one, I think he deserves a review. We'll monitor his movements from now on.
What I would like to do here is, seeming you have built a thread here. You just finished in a Brazilian. I would like to segue to another Brazilian.
Ooh, I like this. It's samba time tonight. Samba time tonight.
Them boys gonna be dancing in the jail. Bring to the stand? I don't even know your full name. Richarlison.
Richard the first and hopefully the last. Yeah?
Richarlison.
Hey! I'll let you take this one because that's your dark.
Across my, you know, studies, you know, I was lucky enough to travel the world and see beautiful things. And one of the things I learned was that Brazil is a nation where they birthed the beautiful game, Jogo Bonito.
Mm.
And as accustomed to that, the football they play, it's scintillating. It gives you good vibes.
Gives you the feeling.
It gives you the feeling.
Yes.
I mean, people like Ronaldinho,
yes,
for instance.
Mm.
Neymar.
Yes.
All of these individuals that they...
Jogador.
Yeah, Jogador, you know, crack. Football, yeah. Crack. As we say in these times, crack.
Yeah.
He's a good crack.
Yeah.
this is stuff up, you know, I got familiar with. And this particular Richard, as we're going to call him today, there's something that's really concerning for me. I believe in his cumulative transfer fund, he was a 40 million and then 52 million signing.
Let me correct you, sir. 50 million plus 10, potential to be 60 million great British Queen Elizabeth pounds.
And how much was the Everton one? 40?
50 million. He has not cost 50 million once. Twice!
There
as Pep said.
Mm-hmm.
Twice! Two times!
And we have this really weird juxtaposition where I understand physicality in the British game, but if a Brazilian is playing like he's from the Welsh Valleys, it concerns me a little bit.
Hmm.
If a Brazilian is a brute and not a beautiful baller, it concerns me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If Brazilian is not bagging goals or scoring no goals, it concerns me a little bit.
Hmm.
At the World Cup, my friend, you had a beautiful moment. You put the nation on your back, but you, sir, are a fraud. This is some of the highest fraudulent charges I've ever seen in these courts.
Hmm.
This is an abomination to the Premier League.
This is
what we're spending money on in the Premier League. The future game has no hope. We should let all of the academy players go and become rugby players, become athletes, because this is no longer
football. This isn't Brazil.
This is
at the end of the day, this is not Brazil. Mm. You know, Brazil, as you said, Joga Benito.
Copa Cobana.
This is
Jenga Benito.
This isn't Joga Benito. This is Yoga Nonito. This is Yoga Nonito. I don't know what this is.
In fact, now that I think about it, are we sure that Richarlison is not from Angola? Are we sure he's Brazilian?
I checked it and I was looking deep through his files, and I was struggling to see where in Brazil he's actually from. I did seem to see Peru. And I was like, is that why he says Peru? He's from the Peruvian state.
Region.
Peru? What? Peru? Hold on. From the Peruvian state.
Peruvian?
Hold on, Judge.
Hold on.
Hold on, Judge.
Hold on.
Where did it get me?
Hold on.
Hold on. I snuck in. From where?
Hey, yo.
Excuse me. I had to take my dreams off of that.
Whose intern is this?
Yo.
Whose intern is this?
Hey, I'm just here for work experience.
Where you get your suit from?
I'm here for one case.
Where you sell by your suit?
Where you get your suit from, blood?
I'm here for one case only. Let me tell you that.
Okay. We'll get to that. Let me just add.
They're calling me Drewski.
Hey, listen. 18 Premier League games. Zero goals to show for it. And I'm sorry, you've had Son Heung-min falling off a cliff this year. You've had Kulusevski injury hit this year.
You have Danjuma.
The platform has been there for you. Games. There is no excuse why you should be fumbling this.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't even want to hear deliberation in the jury room. Mm. This open and shut
showcase,
case,
Johnson.
Open and shut case.
Let's go.
Hey.
I think these have been very...
These have been mild. I think these have been mild cases.
Hey, hold on. There is one I think we can actually... Just to link it in with the Brazilians.
Oh, go on.
I got another one here.
Go on, another one.
And I think this one can no longer get away. I'm a huge fan of his.
Hmm.
But please, I call to the stand Mr. Ederson Santana Moraes.
Mm-hmm.
Please step forward.
This is one.
People might look at and see City second in the league. People might see City in the Champions League and think they're doing nice. Mm. But if you watch with your eyes, as my friend over here says, do not let your eyes lie to you. Edison has been falling off a cliff this season.
Hey, that ain't what I said. Hey, that ain't it, yo. I said, listen, don't lie to your eyes.
Your quote anyway.
Edison has fallen off a cliff this year. And I'm sorry, crime he committed midweek that he got away with, UEFA, you will be investigated because that should have been a sending off.
FIFA, UEFA.
Hey,
you will crumble.
You will crumble.
You will crumble.
I'm sorry. This season, I saw a stat saying where they were keeper preventing goals. And this guy is actually doing the opposite, where he's costing his team goals in the Champions League and in the Premier League. This guy has gone from the yo, this is the new wave of goalkeepers. And hey, is Brazil's number one really Alisson? Mm-hmm. This guy's top three in the world. I'm sorry. At the moment, he looks like a liability.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you.
He literally looks like the weakest.
I believe it's his save percentage is that one in two shots currently go in.
Hey.
Wow.
On target.
Wow.
Edison!
I mean, this court has been established for a long time, and I'm pretty sure we've become more stricter. But I believe Claudio Bravo was charged for less.
I mean, the local lad of
Joeington Hart.
Of Joeington
Hart. Charged for less.
Yes. I mean, I at this point, I'm thinking, is it a foreign bias? And in this court,
we are in Britain. We have enforced Brexit.
This is Britannia. This is Britannia. And I still rage for what do we call him?
Joeington
Hart.
Joeington Hart.
I still have my emotions.
You have a fondness to him.
I have a fondness to him. He was fantastic for England.
One of England's greatest goalkeepers.
One of England's greatest. Four-time Golden Glove winner.
A little bit of a crackhead, but he was a great goalkeeper.
Four-time Golden Glove winner.
Four?
Four-time.
Four? How many does Edison?
Is that a record?
I think Edison actually has it as well.
Yes,
I think he's matched it. So at this point,
that means we should be looking at him like for like.
This is for me. I think Edison is actually benefiting from
Joe Hart.
He's benefiting from foreign bias.
Wait. Are you trying to tell me if his name was Mark William, we would be criticizing him more?
Edward something. I don't know. This brother's getting cooked. I'm sorry. The Brazilianness, couple neck tattoos. You ain't tricking me. Listen, son. I got the Tims on for a reason. You're going to jail today.
Do you know what? I'm starting to think maybe it's because people find him attractive. They like his tattoos. There was a similar player like this. I remember a similar player like this. A really big fraud in my eyes. And his name was Nainggolan. Nainggolan. Very much of a fraud. Yeah, your boy. Fraud. Tattoo lovers.
Hey.
Here, I ain't got no tats. Hey, no tattoos on my skin.
Fellow smoker.
Nothing like we ain't got no tats on my body. I drink out the bays and put tats on. Hey, listen.
Hey.
That's all I got to say.
All I was saying this is, there's been a lot of stuff with this one character. And I think the greatness of his team and his once performance is being elongated. What are the charges you're bringing to him in particular? You've brought him to the stand, but
for me,
is this a fraudulent case?
I think fraudulence. You got to remember, this is a guy who was being put in top three goalkeepers debates like he's certified lot. The fact that he was being compared to Alisson, and I look at Alisson this season where Liverpool have fallen off a cliff, and he actually still looks like the shining light in the team. Still looks like the best goalkeeper in the world. I'm like, Edison, can you at least look half decent? And the thing is, it's not a case of the defensive letting him down. It's defensive lapses. It's positional mistakes. You're putting yourself in these positions. So when a man is putting himself in fraudulent situations,
he literally could have been done for assault versus Leipzig.
Yes,
facts.
It's true.
For me, he got away with assault.
I think he deserves to be sent down.
And I think the comments would agree.
Before we go on one more further on this Brazilian tangent, going in.
This
you
is
know
racist.
What? You know what? You know what?
It's a Brazilian attack.
You know what? Here's two more for y'all. Fabinho, open and shut case.
Yeah. Doesn't need discussion.
I think there might need to be a RICO done at that club, though. I think we've done third degrees. We've done our second degree charges. Let's go up a level. Let's go into RICO cases. Are we going to talk about Liverpool?
If you want to build up.
Because you see this case here, I think is one that has...
It's been brewing.
I don't even need to present evidence. Liverpool fans themselves were willingly presenting the evidence. They were telling me, we want Fabinho tried. We want Van Dijk tried. We want Trent tried.
Oh my God.
Some were even calling for Salah. But I said, you know what? after the past couple of weeks, I'm seeing some life that he's, I said, I want to leave him off this one.
He has a good lawyer.
I want to leave him off this one.
I've tried to send him down a few times. He's a slippery fish.
His agent, Ramas Abbey.
Fabinho.
Very tough to deal with.
Trent Van Dijk.
The spine.
Some try to say throw Joe Gomez. I was like, no. Hey, it's too easy, that one. It's too easy.
Joe Gomez has to go to like Southwark Court.
Defenders.
Yeah, this is a different sort of court.
Well, what's your allegations against them?
Trent, I'm sorry. Open nudity in front of thousands every single week where you are getting stripped by wingers. This is some of the most lewd and disgusting behavior I have seen. The other day, we saw at the Bernabeu in front of almost 70,000. How many saw a... We talk about Kyle Walker should be arrested. Mm-hmm. Trent needs to be arrested. Mm-hmm. For this is outlandish. Beyond public indecency. Mm-hmm. This has happened far too often. This is now becoming a habit. This is a serial offender in my eyes. And I am someone who I was once... And I still am a fan of this kid. Mm. I still think he can turn it around. I still think he's got young enough. If he serves this time, gets his head right, he can turn it around.
Mm.
But at this rate in time, I can't let this go on.
Mm. I think with this one, with Mr. Trent Alexander-Arnold, I do believe, because we do see potential in him, we all see that maybe he's going down a slippery slope, you know, he's maybe hanging around with the wrong people, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of, you know what I mean? He's getting into a little bit of the gang life. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is maybe, how do we rehabilitate this guy? Well, how do we, you know, I think he deserves a rehab program. I think a sentencing.
It's too harsh.
I think he's a young lad. But he's a young lad. We got to protect the youth.
But this is the issue, sir. This is the issue, sir. And that's why the RICO case is very, very specific and it's very hard because when you look at this Liverpool corporation, American corporation, mm-hmm. King James, I'm sure he has some stocks in there. We may have to investigate him too for the shit merch he put out with this club. I can't believe he did that. Anyway, if this young man is suffering from the mistakes of everyone else, he has been influenced.
Mm.
Therefore, we have to address the root. And I believe that the root in this case may be someone that we brought to court before. Mm. I don't know if he was sentenced. We gave him a challenge, actually.
Mm.
See promo clip.
Mm-hmm.
That if he could go a game without bringing on James Milner, we would donate.
I actually saw James Milner start a football match at the Bernabeu against Real Madrid.
But I saw one further.
He was captain.
And you want to go one further? I think, let me check my documents properly because I was astonished by this. Let me read it here. It says that Norbert Klopp wants to give him a contract extension.
Oh my goodness. Now, this is outrageous behavior now. I mean, now you're just... Do you even care about your
fans? Life?
He didn't get life. He didn't get life.
You let him get away.
I let him get away and he has offended again.
The issue with Jurgen Klopp was the statute of limitations had passed for the time we were looking at. Mm-hmm. However, new offences have arrived. Therefore, we need to make a decision on the ringleader of this organisation.
But I think the fact, this is good because we are trying to bring the ringleader.
Yes.
To justice. We're trying to sentence him, yes. The ringleader.
Yes.
So with a young man like Trent in there.
Yes.
I think we can make him tell. I need Trent to admit that LFC is a gang. If he can admit that LFC is a gang, then we'll let him free. But I need him to snitch just like Gunner. Yo. Just like YSL. Free King Slime.
Just like Troya.
He's in there because they are telling us that YSL is a gang. So I need Trent to tell me, is LFC a gang? I need to know.
There's only one.
I think we can make him sing.
I agree.
We may have to hold him a little longer.
I agree with that one. I say we hold Trent.
No.
Van Dijk, however, I'm sorry. No mas. No more Mr. Ponytail do you get away. Pretty waves or a man, it's all over. Today you go down. Today I want to hear no more Van Dijk is involved in great debates. I don't want to hear no more Van Dijk is one of the best centre-backs in the world. Every time I have seen Liverpool get cooked this season, not too far a distance.
It's fingerprints.
There is a ponytail.
So forensic, actually, I was speaking to forensics when I was building up these notes. And I said, there's a lot of goals that Liverpool are conceding, and it does look like Trent is the culprit. But one of the forensics come up to me and said, listen, every single time, there's a few fingerprints we keep seeing next to the crime scene. And it was Big Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
It was Big Virgil.
It's like, you know, when you get the young runner to do the dirt, but you think your hands are clean. Mm-hmm. No, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you at the World Cup and I see you now.
Why I believe it is...
I don't let this man run.
I think he might be the getaway driver.
Can't run anymore with that jammy knee.
Is Van Dijk the getaway driver? Is Trent being the one that's... Is Trent being forced to do the crime? And Van Dijk is actually driving him there?
So this is what
I'm... He's onto something!
Is Van Dijk driving him there?
This is what I want to discuss.
I like where you're going with this.
This is what I want to discuss. So...
Huh?
When I spoke to our informants that go out into the streets...
Yes.
They said that a lot of this... They saw a Norbert Klopp giving it instructions... Van Dijk was then driving and Trent was then the one who was found doing the crime. However, Fabinho was not too far in the distance, as you can see here. And then there was a few individuals who were spreading propaganda. I believe they go by the name of Griz Khan and AGT.
Okay, yes.
We need them to be charged.
Yes.
And I believe if we can bring, as you mentioned, him down, we can bring the rest. But we need to move him for his safety.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the best approach here is we need to let this cook. In summer, we move him to Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
We move him close enough. He can go and visit his friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think he needs to come out of the area.
Yes.
Yeah, I
we
think
move
he,
him to Manchester.
I think he needs to come out of the area. He's negatively influenced.
London
yeah.
might be a safe haven for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can focus on this guy here.
Mm.
Because I heard rumors that when he was in Scotland, he was the man.
Mm.
He was the man.
Mm.
Rumors.
But rumors.
That's why
I didn't watch it myself.
That's why they're rumors.
I didn't watch it myself.
Mm.
So should we pause this one here?
I think somebody needs to... I need to make... This guy needs... I need to see if he's going to sing. So I need to keep him in. He needs to be maybe on a witness protection program. Can we get Trent on a witness protection program?
Well, where would we send him? London or Manchester?
I don't want to... London, I don't know if...
He may get away. Deli Alli did the same thing as well when he was on that observation.
But I want him getting closer to the likes of Jadon Sancho? I don't think I do. I think I need him in... Jadon Sancho's actually based in Manchester. Let's send him to London. Let's send him to London.
Next case.
Let's send him to London.
Next case.
Next case.
Are we ready for the...
One more. I was going to say, do you want to try anybody at your club?
Oh.
Let me ask you. I want to see if...
Because I understand that you've got a few things on him.
I want to see if my fellow judges...
Yes.
Let me sit like an Italian gentleman. I want to see if my fellow judges here are honest, righteous judges.
Yes.
That they are.
There is one individual who came to mind.
Right.
And it's I love the segues we're going on. We're talking about, you know, great debates of positions.
Yeah.
And this one individual, for a long time, Interpol were looking at him and his activity, but we couldn't do anything. The big mistake he made was he got too comfortable. You know what they say? When you're hot, walk away from the game. He didn't walk away from the game.
Who's this?
He came closer to observation. And my God, the observation has been observing. Kalidou Koulibaly.
Ooh, come to the stand, please. Oh, Babidi looking ass. Get over here. 300k a week from Napoli, they say.
I saw, you know, a man called Sims.
As in the game, sir?
Good old British humor, that. Sims, not Little Sims, not Simeon Panda. I'm talking about Sims, Ellis Sims. Saw him absolutely. I saw Koulibaly get ragdolled by Ellis Sims for him to score his first goal.
His professional goal?
Premier League history. It was on Khalid Koulibaly's head. Mm.
That man looks like a Tesco security guard defending that box. Sorry.
This individual
grand to look like a Tesco security guard.
A very similar premise to our dear fellow Virgil van Kok or van whatever he wants to call himself that was saying great defender debates. This Kalidou Koulibaly, whilst he was out in Italy, was also pushed into one of the greatest centre back debates of his generation.
No, see, now I never bought into that.
And
never.
And early Suffrage time days, you know who did?
Yeah.
Do you remember you told him he didn't watch Syria? I remember.
It was not Koulibaly. He came to Great Britannia, you know. We have Brexit in, we brought foreigners in, and he has proceeded to stink it up. He had a spell of two games where he went back to basics, but even all criminals will show their criminal ways. Alas, he has shown his criminal ways. But he has a co-defendant I'm going to send down with him, who also has a K in his surname. Kepa, you are not a keeper. 70 British million pounds for a keeper who has no hands, for a keeper who has no self-esteem, for a keeper who stretches for all of the game and is still unable to stretch to the ball, for a keeper that lets the ball go underneath him, for a keeper who gets the captain's armband and acts like a child. I have seen enough. Both need to be sentenced. Both can be sent to Azkaban.
I would like to throw two other charges on those, if possible, and tell me how you plead.
Go on, sir.
Yes, I would like to throw Masonic James Mount.
Masonic.
I would like to throw him in this mix. I'm hearing he's looking for a way out of Chelsea.
Yes.
However, when I look at what he has contributed, when I look at how he has been treated, I think he has some blood on his hands and he's trying to...
Order! I refuse to send Mason Mount down.
I refuse to send Mason Mount down.
This is a conflict of interest. This is why I must be here.
Let's hear your case of young Mason.
I just think in the manner he has performed this season,
yes,
off a cliff. If we're looking at players who have fallen off a cliff and charging them, that there from Golden Child of Chelsea, from the next Lampard, oh, he can do no wrong. To you, ain't nowhere near the side. Now you want out. You want to flirt with Liverpool. I'm not trying to hear this. Where's the academy boy? Where's the performances? I refuse. I don't think he's read all the cases.
I look at Mason Mount in this instant, and I see a man that's actually not being protected. I see a two-time back-to-back Chelsea player of the year.
From the broken home story.
Yes, you know, I see a child from a broken home.
He just fell into a gang.
I see a two-time Chelsea player of the year. I see an assist maker in the Champions League final in Mason Mount. And when I look at his case, then I look at why he is having a standoff with Chelsea. I'm understanding it's about contractual issues. I understand why he doesn't want to do 7 years. And secondly, Koulibaly's on 350. Mudryk is on more money than him. Sterling. Maurice James.
Sterling is earning the Sterling.
Has he not done more than all of them at Chelsea Football Club?
And what is he currently doing?
He's going through a rough patch. Hey.
That's the question at hand.
I think he needs a therapist.
I think he needs a therapist. I've sussed your game.
I refuse to send down Mason Mount.
Trent, let's reprogram. Mason Mount, what's this? Why have you gone so lenient?
These are young men.
What's this English? We were down with the Brazilians, but up with
No, wait. I have a question. I am going to throw this court into refuge. How do you plead on Mason Greenwood?
How do you... No. That is the most flagrant thing this man has ever said on Stop His Time. Continue. Order.
I want that Chelsea.
Order.
Rico. Production, let me know what the comment section are saying on the Chelsea Rico, because I'm sorry. Kalidou, Kepa, Mason, you must all go, in my opinion. None of you deserve favoritism. You have all been just as bad and responsible for Chelsea's form this season.
Listen.
All right, let's move on.
These are young men. What did they say?
What did they say, production?
We have a lot of cases to get through.
These are young men who do not deserve to be sent down.
Guilty on all three charges.
Oh my God.
Guilty.
Are they saying that's guilty? Are they saying it's guilty?
Three charges. The court charges.
The court
hey,
harsh.
Listen, we can only be the judges. The jury is the jury. They make the final call.
Goodness sake.
I say.
This is.
Hey, I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Okay, okay, okay. Order, listen, order, that's, order.
United fans are asking the questions. Let's order. Get back into the team.
Order. I would like to talk about the case that I want to bring forward. And I'll be honest with you guys. This has been an 8-year investigation.
Wow.
This has been an 8-year investigation. It has no doubt been the toughest case I've ever worked on. The guy's like Teflon Don. He's like John Gotti. You can't pin him down to anything. He finds a way of getting out. We thought we had him in the World Cup. He slithered through. He slithered through. But as I know, something happened last week. An institution called Paris Saint-Germain,
PSG,
went out of the European competition.
Interesting.
And there is one man who I believe they need more from. They brought him in to deliver this, the gold. They brought him in to deliver the gold. Ladies and gentlemen, this man's name, it's Leo Messi.
Lionel.
Now,
Anders.
I just want you to see how hard it has been to pin this guy to anything. World Cup champ, GOAT, best ever, 7 Ballon d'Ors. This 8-year investigation has been tough. But just like Bin Laden, we will get you eventually. We will get you eventually.
So we have brought.
Can I please bring my notes forward?
Oh my God, yo.
I'm just going to get my notes up, please.
Do you like your notes, sir?
Yes, please. Thank you very much. Lionel Messi in the Champions League, the day he's eliminated. In the crunch fixture, the second leg, the tough one, where real men need to stand up. Since 2015, when Barcelona won the Champions League, fantastic team. You guys remember MSN. That? Incredible. MSN. Oh, lovely. Messi, Suarez, Neymar. What a team. Since then, in the day that Messi has been eliminated from the Champions League, this is what he has produced. 2016 versus Atleti. Mm-hmm. 0 goals, 0 assists. 2017 versus Juventus. 0 goals, 0 assists. Ouch. 2018 versus Roma. 0 goals, 0 assists.
Sacre bleu.
2019 versus Liverpool. Nice free kick in the first leg. He got to Anfield. 0 goals, 0 assists. 2020 versus Bayern Munich. 0 goals, 0 assists.
I see a trend here.
2021 versus PSG.
Yo.
1 goal, 0 assists, and 1 penalty miss. 2022 versus Real Madrid. 0 goals, 0 assists.
Oh my God.
And 2023 versus Bayern Munich again for PSG. 0 goals, 0 assists. Is this your goal? Is this the goal?
My hand is...
it's shaking. I cannot believe it. And now I have heard he is trying to flee the country.
What?
He is trying to flee European borders.
Just shaking drink into my...
I will not... I will not allow Messi to flee the European borders and run to America or to South America without facing charges for this.
This is outlandish. He must be brought. He must be brought to charge.
Hello? Hello? Yeah. 2006.
Ain't no way.
Can you please send through the facts?
Ain't no fuck you.
Can you send through the facts,
ain't
please?
No way.
Can you send through the facts? Thanks. Thanks. I just received the facts. I have just been told that there is a case going forward for the revoke of Messi's 2006 Champions League.
Ain't no way. Please proceed with your evidence.
I understand that he did not play a game since the quarterfinals. The actual last time he played in 2006 Champions League was 25 minutes versus Chelsea in the second leg of the last 16. In fact, they just sent me the calculations. Messi played 322 minutes in the 2006 Champions League. For me,
that's four games.
He only has three Champions Leagues. We are revoking his fourth Champions League. We are revoking it. He has three. And a certain man that have
five.
Legit ones. For me, this is a case that has been brewing for 8 years.
Hey, speak on it. It's about
John Gotti
time.
Got caught eventually.
It's about
El Chapo time. Gets caught eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Osama bin Laden. Saddam Hussein.
Yes.
Them man were
Gaddafi.
Them man were killed.
Leo Messi. You are the final five. We've got you all. We've got you all. Thank you very much.
Hey, FBI's most wanted. That
thank
guy.
You very much.
FBI's most wanted.
He is the most wanted man.
I can't lie to you. That was some crazy evidence that I didn't even know.
What do we stand
I
here?
I know production is foaming at the mouth right now.
What do we say here? What do we say here?
Production's like this.
Hey, I plead.
What do we say here?
As a judge, judging the on goal? This case.
The GOAT, zero goals, zero assists in nearly every single elimination game? Is this acceptable?
Is that the thing they call the clutch gene? The thing that they always pride the greatest on. The greatest of greats when it matters, crunch time, it turns up.
There's something I need clarification on. What exactly is the case though? What case are you bringing forward?
The case is actually...
And what degree is it?
Sorry, just got my glasses, mate.
Because we have to be very careful in this court with
I agree. There
the case is CL fraud. The case is Champions League fraudulence.
Okay.
That is the case. Champions League fraudulence.
And that is going back to those charges that Barcelona have been pressed with.
Oh my gosh, the recall.
I'm just saying, you look at the timelines. A certain somebody popped out of nowhere in 06 and all
it's of a sudden, I'm sorry. The thing is, guys, I'm sorry. Court is not meant to be comfortable. I don't want to be here. I'm here on work experience for one reason and one reason only. I don't want to be here, but court is not comfortable. And I'm sorry, this is an uncomfortable conversation. Where do we stand, guys?
I stand guilty on that one. I think looking at the evidence, I think you have to revoke. You have to,
thank you,
in my eyes, revoke that Champions League in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you look at all of those games in the end, didn't turn up. The evidence is there.
As
our colleague here says, the proof is in the puts.
Fantastic player. What an amazing player. What an amazing player. But listen, this case has to be brought forward. It's as simple as that. I'm sorry.
Yo, you know what? As a judge, I have to be fair. Someone's just said he's got immunity.
World Cup immunity.
Does he beat these charges on World Cup immunity? They say he's cut a deal with FIFA.
Hey, the cartel. This isn't the World Cup. This is an individual investigation. This is an individual investigation. Listen, I couldn't pin him to World Cup charges. We let that one go. He beat the whole no knockout round goals. Well done. As I said, Teflon Don he is.
Yes.
But this is an individual Champions League charge.
I must agree here. It's very, when I was studying to do my bar, it was very similar to when I forgot the name of the great criminal, but they couldn't pin him down, so they got him on tax.
Mm-hmm.
and they sent him away for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think, given the grand context of this guy's legacy and aura, it's a very difficult case to pin down. But if you have something, you have to, mm-hmm. you must.
I also tried to locate his doctor in 2003, and I couldn't find him. He's missing. Mm. The Messi cartel.
Aye.
They have secrets.
That cartel goes
they have secrets.
That goes back to little town in Rosario, if you know. They were the ones that initially plugged him through.
Listen, we can't talk of them cases, apparently. You know, them yeah, we can't talk on them. Fair enough. We're dealing with a minor there. Mm. You know what I mean?
Truth,
we don't want
to. Is there Al Capone?
All I know, apparently, his doctor's dead.
Al Capone.
Apparently. But there's been a sighting. There's been a sighting of that doctor in Cuba. So shame. I've sent with over Pac? Some people to get with Park. With Park.
Interesting. Are there any more cases you would like to bring to us? In fact, hold on, actually. Before we summarize this case, there is a lot of. The jurors are saying that they need a rebuttal. There's no defense for this person.
There's no defense?
Yes. They're saying that.
Where was the defense for Mason Mount? Where was the defense for Trent Alexander-Arnold? We are here for a reason. To sentence people. There's no defense for this one. We don't want to hear from production.
Hey.
Okay.
That mic's been cut.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. Hey, it's uncomfortable.
Do you have more?
There is one more.
I have a case.
I think I want to let
and, and the paperwork, I've been trying to gather it for a long time. And it's one of those things where it's very similar to what Culture Cameron has said here. It's very difficult to pinpoint certain individuals. But when you have one thing, you have to jump in it. Now, the person I would like to bring to the stand, it's a very interesting individual. World allure, fantastic footballer. A goat, as they call it. TBE. But the issue with TBE is the other part is supposed to be substantial forever.
This sounds like a counter charge.
No, it's not a counter charge. It sounds like a counter charge. But the way your legacy ends is very important. And the last time we did call, we did it at a very interesting time of the year. You know, a lot of things have happened since.
entire World Cup.
One of which was the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was a transfer window. And one of which is the moment we're in now. I would like to bring to the stand Cristiano Ronaldo.
You've piqued my interest.
But don't you know he's in Saudi and it's hard to get him extradited? Wow. The Saudi laws. He fled Europe. He fled Europe.
Mayowa. I hear where you're coming from.
This is where you're wrong. You forget that my surname is Kwadri, and therefore I have an Arabic connect. And therefore
you don't have connects to Islamic lands, bro. Don't do that.
My surname is Kwadri.
No. I got that connect. We try to extradite him. They said, you cannot touch this bro. Mohamed Cristiano Ronaldo cannot be touched anymore. He is now in another country, changed his name, changed his passport. Mm-hmm. Listen, I've tried to get the papers on this man.
Well, let's discuss the papers.
Doing up fraudulence at United, hoodwinking millions and laundering it.
What was the record about the World Cup?
Then he went to the World Cup, even bigger fraudulence on the global stage.
Don't forget, the worst interview of all time.
One of.
And then this is where it gets worse. They mean it. They removed the virus. The 6-year curse is broken.
Hey! So minutes on they all him. Accounts.
And then wait, there's more. Football is a beautiful game based on integrity and intent. I don't watch the Saudi League. However, it piqued my interest. And now I'm seeing football that is the equivalent of WWE. I am seeing play acting in football. They are mimicking scenes to allow him to score free kicks.
They are jumping to allow him
to score free kicks.
This man, he does the thing about this man. He does have a lot of cases on his head.
He does.
He does have
a case in Italy.
There's a lot of cases. However, I do believe due to the Saudi laws. Mohamed Cristiano, you just got away with it. But the minute you come into Europe.
The minute you go to America.
We will find you.
The FBI, the Interpol, we coming.
We are coming. We are coming.
They're saying Juve as well won league 10 times in a row before a certain
season. I said there's a case for him in Italy. In fact, I would like to remind you, one of the greatest footballing institutions in the world, Real Madrid, they protected this boy because as soon as he left, everything started to come to the light. And to be fair, I was shocked by this. I said, there is no way. Impossible. But you might be right. If we cannot apply a case to him now, we will just have
to. Don't worry. I've heard from a fly on the wall because, you know, as I said, I've got snitches everywhere. I've got people wired everywhere. You guys watching as well, there might be people in your home wired for me. Let me tell you that. However, I told you, we got people wired. And I've heard he's trying to get a loan soon to Europe. Ronaldo.
Mohammed, we'll be waiting at Calais,
we will find you.
Mohammed Cristiano Ronaldo.
We will be there.
The second,
we will be there.
The second you enter Dover, we will be there. We will be there. Woo. There was one discussion. I don't know if it's a case because I also believe that it's very unfair to charge people of a certain without giving them a fair warning and of a certain age. I believe if you've managed to walk away from your crimes, then fair dues.
Elaborate.
But there's a certain individual where I think the next time we do court, there may be a case.
Who are you talking about, Peter?
This individual has made the Premier League what it is, but his single removal from the Premier League has led to the death of a dynasty. However, anytime I see the dynasty peeking back up, he's grubby little things all over it. He gives them a moment one time a year and he disappears. Before I can put a case on him, he's gone.
Who are you talking
about? He meddled with the Premier League referees for so many years, I couldn't pin a charge on him. He refused to talk to the British Broadcasting Corporation for so many years, I couldn't put a charge on him.
Look at this. This is blasphemous.
Tell me this is not gold.
This is blasphemous.
It's about to go.
I even thought
this is
about
blasphemous. This How? Is
the, let me, I haven't landed. This is the English Premier League.
I'm about to have a shock.
The English Premier League has never seen any English managers win before. The greatest manager to ever come has not produced any manager of state that can possibly take that title. I still couldn't pin it on him. I can't pin anything on him. But
that case that you're trying to build, I will be there. And I will throw that out.
Be careful.
I will throw that out.
Hey.
You do know who finances our courts.
Tell you something. Yes. Yeah.
You do know it's he has some stakes in our courts.
Yes. Don't even say the name.
I do.
You know he has stakes. This is a powerful being.
But remember, we are about integrity and intent. And therefore, if it's the right thing to do.
Listen, the minute we step out of here, there could be I don't want to be hit.
Please. That is a main
You know charge who's on the rooftops.
Hey, I am not involved. I am not involved with that one. I'm sorry. There's some cases we just don't touch.
You just don't touch.
That case has been untouched for 40 years.
Yes.
So why can't we be the ones to free the truth?
We don't have the qualifications.
Every judge or lawyer has died since then, brother. You want
to
be next?
I'm willing to be a martyr for
the father of two.
I'm willing to be a martyr for the cause. Justice!
Not for this.
Please.
Justice for Wenger.
This one, not me.
Justice Sorry. For Jose.
Please, we are not involved.
Justice for Pep.
I am not involved in this particular case.
Please.
You know what I mean? Whoever's watching, you know what I mean? I want to come back to work one day. You know what I mean?
You don't even work. Can you have work experience? You're going back to Youth Offenders tomorrow.
You ain't lying. I've done my job. You know what I mean? I did my thing, man. Fuck all of this, man. You know what I mean? Messi, you're going to jail. That's all. Messi, you're going to jail.
Guess who's going to jail now?
Yeah, bro, pop up with this shit, man. Come on, team.
Shout me for commissary,
man. Messi, shout me for commissary. I'm not giving you nine.
Messi, we're going to look after you, homeboy.
honey buns and Indomie. That's all you're gonna be eating.
Cheerios.
That's all you're gonna know. That's all you're gonna know, Messi. Honey buns and Indomie.
And Messi said, don't bring your medals with you.
Oh,
hey, listen. Hey, I don't even think we've got any time for more cases, man.
No more cases.
No more cases.
No more cases.
I don't have any more anyway, man.
Listen, court is adjourned for another period. We don't know when court will be back. However, when it is back, you will be there. You will be entertained. You will bring more jurors. Like, share, subscribe, notifications on.
Hit just the quickly likes. As well. Just quickly. Big up, is it Slug McBlob?
Yes.
For that. Law and Order intro.
Oh, you are the champ of the week. You are the first fan nominated champ of the week.
I can't lie to you. That shit was layered. Man had Lies in Barcelona doing a Ferran Torres.
Man had bro,
and I want to say, a thank you to my snitches.
Yes.
Excellent work.
All the snitches.
Excellent work. Excellent work.
All the snitches. My undercovers, I appreciate you all, man.
But listen, excellent work, guys.
If you want to get involved in our Snitch Academy, we will be doing an application process.
We need to rebrand that, man.
CEO Academy, CEO Academy. In fact, no. If you
Snitch Academy, if you would come here, little rat.
If you would like to be,
you want to be Tekashi 6ix9ine? Get your ass over here. We can give you some colorful shit.
If you would like to be an analyst. Or what do they call it in academies? And a technical analyst, a regional scout on bad takes and court cases. We will be putting out an application form. We'll be putting out a moderator form as well. So for some of you, your skill set is not in scouting, but it is in moderating.
Let me show you what I got for you guys. Hey. Anytime you guys want to come to work,
we got the wire tag.
Come to work, baby.
Listen.
Anytime you want to come to work, listen.
We got
all you got to do is just put it here.
But this is the old shape. We got the invisible wire too. You know the one that goes behind the air?
That's
the
all you
got
to do.
The one that Thierry Henry wears when he's doing CBS. The one that's just there.
Yeah.
We've got
you know what to do?
You know that one as well. And to be honest, actually, if any of you work for BT, Sky, Broadband, anything like that, and you drive a van around all day, we would like to use your van. We would like to do.
If you put a satellite on the back, drive around.
Yes. If you work with lampposts, we would need your help as well.
Any electricians.
We will need
any
your
plumbers.
We will need your help as well.
We need you guys, you know what
Floors,
I mean?
Girls. Laborers.
Yep. We say? Yeah, that's true as well.
Yeah. You need something too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's the way you bring some people in.
Yeah,
they might capture some of these crooks.
I mean, that's how we got Joe Moran.
Yeah.
That's how we got Joe Moran.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's how we got Joe Moran. Listen, like, share, subscribe. We will have an episode for you next week that you will really enjoy. It'll be very different to this episode. It'll be very different to any episode you've seen before this week, this year. Like, share, subscribe. Please, listen, we need as much support as you need. As you see, the court is in, there's a lot going on. So please like, share, subscribe, super chats, post the stream finishing. We love you. We appreciate you. And that is the end of court for today. Thank you. Goodbye. God bless.
Come work for me. Come and work for me. Come and work for me.